today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum and welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us till the end of this episode. This is today's special and we're going to speak about bad language in Islam. Today, Monday, 30th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 16th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And again, more and more about chapter Humazah from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ويل لكل همزة لمزة.
Woe to every scorner and mocker.
الذي جمع مالا وعدده.
Who collects wealth and continuously counts it. He thinks that his wealth will make him immortal. No, he will surely be thrown into the crusher. And what can make you know what is the crusher? It is the fire of Allah, eternally fueled. Which mounts directed at the hearts. Indeed, hellfire will be closed down upon them.
في عمد ممددة
in extended columns.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Arrogance is a great pest which is considered to be the source of many vices. Neglecting Allah, ingratitude of the bounties from Him, drawn into lusts, detracing from the character of others and mocking the believers are all the fruit of this hideous quality. They live in their own imaginations and think that they are somewhat different from people, from others, and count themselves among the nearest to Allah, which causes them to think of others' honor, character, and even lives as unworthy, and they continue to commit their slandering, backbiting, and fault-finding against them in order to increase their own dignity, or so they think.
Is a dream from the stars to the moon. Your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer.
Ya Rabb al-alamin, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim.
So, we're gonna speak about bad language in Islam. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq says, when people don't like to even listen to the talk of a person, his destiny will be hell. Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family has said, a mu'min, what does it mean? Means a pious person. So, again, a pious person will not be taunting, doesn't criticizing, blaming, and talking ill of others. The child, by nature, is not capable of bad-mouthing. He may learn this from his parents, his brother, sisters, friends at school, or play. But the maximum effect will be of the attitude of the parents. The parents can be the most effective example for the children. The parents not only are responsible for their own behavior, but have the very important responsibility of training their children properly.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the worldly and hereafter consequences of profanity and bad language from the viewpoint of Islam and the Holy Prophet and his successors. Islam recognizes the significance of mental well-being. The habitual use of profanity can contribute to heightened stress levels, anxiety and anger. People who frequently engage in bad language may find it challenging to manage their emotions, leading to determined effects on their mental health. Imam Ali alayhi salam advised, adorn yourselves with the beauty of character, for no garment is more beautiful than good character. Effective communication is vital for understanding, empathy, and conflict resolution. Profanity can hinder effective communication and lead to misunderstandings. Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Ahlul Bayt's teachings highlight the importance of clear and respectful communication, resolving disputes, and fostering unity. Imam Hassan alayhi salam has a guidance here. Imam Hassan ibn Ali alayhi salam, the elder son of Imam Ali alayhi salam, emphasized the significance of effective communication. He said, the most complete gift of God is a person's correctness of speech.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah.
This is the continuation of today's special. We're speaking about bad language. But now, habit. Your triggers are the whys and whens of your cursing habit. Recognizing triggers gives you the upper hand with which you need to stop this habit. You want to be aware of the trigger feelings that prompt you to curse. Take note of your visual, auditory, and thinking habits to find if any of these habits are littered with obscenity. A visual habit includes everything that you see with your eyes, from watching movies to posting on Instagram to pursuing billboard. Auditory habits are what you hear, like music, podcasts, talk, and etc. Your thinking habit is that which occupies your thoughts most of the time. Observe all thoughts and sift inappropriate contents.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist.
You are the light.
You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need, anyone, anything in life but you.
Let's look at the ways to control our time. Use alternatives. What does it mean? Make a list of the curse words that you regularly use. Be honest about this step so that you don't skip any word. Now, find an alternative for each word. For example, use fake or fib instead of the first word. Read the words carefully and start using them instead of resorting to profanity. This habit may take time to kick in. You may forget a few times, but keep at it and you'll see positive results, inshallah. If using old alternative words is too much for you, then focus on one or two words that you use most that are the worst, of course, so that you can eliminate them and then give yourself permission to say a certain word only a limited number of times and keep reducing the number until you're free from this terrible habit. For example, give yourself 5 times a day to use a certain word, and then the next day, cut it down to 3 times and then reduce it even more until you've deleted it from your vocabulary entirely, inshallah.
Another verse in the Holy Quran is, you have that verse which was revealed to let Muslims know about a very pious man who was initially pious and then he went astray. Bal'am ibn Ba'ura. كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكُهُ يَلْهَثْ. Allah is describing this man. He's like, he is like a dog. Whether you attack him, he will loll out his tongue. Or if you leave him, he will loll out his tongue. In other words, this is an Arabic expression which means, no matter how much you try to guide him, you be good to him, you give him guidance, he will reject. You leave him, he will reject. Anything you do with this person, he will continue rejecting. Again, this verse is not using profane language. It's not swearing at that person. Allah is describing his state. The dog has certain qualities. You know, sometimes animals have good qualities. One of the good qualities of a dog is to be loyal. Allah is referring to this quality of a dog. That whether you attack it, whether you leave it, it will loll out its tongue. This is the state of this man who is away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who rejects his hidayah. So this is in no way using profane language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not swearing. Therefore, what we have in the Holy Quran is cursing the enemies of God, not swearing at them. Swearing is inappropriate. The Quran does not use inappropriate language.
So today we had a beneficial and wonderful program We learn many things about controlling our tongue. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us, and fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.